Almost all the adults, aside from mothers looking after small children, have found work in hotels and restaurants, shops, the island's bakery, or as day laborers. They live in a purpose-built camp in the middle of Livadia, the island's port, where tourists eat grilled fish and tzatziki in seafront tavernas. It is hardly luxurious. Families live in porte cabins grouped around a communal cooking area and a shower block. But trees provide splashes of shade, a fresh layer of gravel keeps down the dust, and there is plenty of room for the children to run around. Conditions are immeasurably better than in other, much larger camps on Aegean islands such as Lesbos and Chios, where refugees have been stuck since crossing in boats from nearby Turkey. Those asylum seekers, many of them women and small children, are suffering ever greater levels of psychological stress and despair, according to the UN. Antilos, in contrast, the children go to Greek and English lessons and will start attending schools on the island in September. I like the lessons, and playing outside, and having my friends around, said Noor, an outgoing 8-year-old Syrian girl, speaking in confident Greek rather than her native Arabic. Leading a toddler by the hand in the shade of a eucalyptus tree, Mohsen Barak, 42, from the city of Al-Hasaku in northeastern Syria, has been on Tilos for 7 months. It is so much better than where we were before. We were on roads in a refugee camp inside an old slaughter yard. It was bad, really bad. We spent nearly a year there, he said. Eleni Kimina, 35, teaches the children Greek several times a week. The kids really want to learn. They want to play music, all the things they didn't have a chance to do in the past, the teacher said. The camp was established about a year ago by Solidarity Now, a Greek NGO, with help from UNHCR, the UN's refugee agency. The refugees are much happier than they were at first, especially now they have found jobs. It's not good to sit around all day with nothing to do. You become depressed, said Spiros Alifuris, a team leader from the NGO. They are part of our community. The kids go to the playground in the village, they swim in the sea. And they pick up Greek quickly, like many Greek islands. Tilos has suffered from chronic depopulation in the past. Up in the hills, away from the beaches and bays, lies the abandoned village of Mikrokorio. The village of Mikrokorio was abandoned in the decades after the Second World War. Goats wander through deserted houses, while others are boarded up with bits of rusting corrugated iron. The village's inhabitants drained away after the Second World War, seeking new lives in Athens, the United States, and Australia. The presence of the refugees has injected money into the island. They receive a modest allowance from the UNHCR and spend the money in local shops. Now there are plans to build a cheese factory on Tilos to take advantage of the milk produced by the 15,000 goats that wander its herb-scented mountains and valleys. Some shepherds use the milk and one or two make their own cheese, but it's for their own consumption. There's a big potential, said Stathis Kontos, special advisor to the mayor. It is hoped that the cheese factory will provide jobs for both Syrians and locals. The locals will provide the expertise and the refugees will provide the manpower, said Mr. Kontos. The enterprise will help diversify Tilos' dependence on tourism as the mainstay of its economy. A 2-hour boat ride from Rhodes, the island is popular with a small but loyal crowd of British, Italians and Scandinavians, many of whom come year after year. Tilos has a permanent population of just 500, but thousands of tourists arrive in the summer months. Some fall in love with the place so much that they buy houses and live there all year round. Ian Beasley, 70, originally.